From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A new book on Mohandas Gandhi, widely revered as the father of independent India, has sparked a furor in that country. It's prompted at least one Indian state to propose banning it. The book itself hasn't even been released in India yet, but politicians are reacting to a book review that highlighted passages suggesting Gandhi may have been bisexual. That was too much for many who venerate Gandhi as the Mahatma who pioneered nonviolent protest and led India to independence. Still, NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that the proposed ban has prompted many people to defend the author's right to publish.
This is Vijay Jolie, spokesman for India's main opposition party, the BJP, or Bharat Janata Party, in New Delhi.
If even a passing reference casts any aspirations on Mahatma's great personality and persona, then certainly we have a right to demand a review or a ban on the book.
The BJP has proposed banning Great Soul, Mahatma Gandhi and His Struggle with India by Joseph Lelieveld. The passages to which Jolie objects come from letters written by Gandhi to Hermann Kallenbach, with whom Gandhi lived in South Africa before the First World War.
Now, even a passing reference that Mahatma left his wife to live with a so-called German Jew bodybuilder, which we consider to be derogatory in nature.
Lelieveld does quote Gandhi's letters to Kallenbach, which he says are full of strong expressions of love.
If you think love has to be sexual, love between two men can only exist if it's sexual, then I guess this was sexual. But if you, as the book says, if you look at what the two men actually said and at their efforts in their time together to repress any hint of sexual urges, I think you'll find that at least I don't suggest that it was bisexual.
Lelieveld is a former executive editor at the New York Times and Pulitzer Prize winner who worked as a correspondent in India and South Africa. Lelieveld says the controversy in India was stoked by a review of the book by historian Andrew Roberts.
The word got into play, I think, because of the coverage in a Wall Street Journal review that basically trashed Gandhi, didn't particularly trash my book, but used some of the material in the book to trash Gandhi. I think he used the term sexual weirdo.
Many people have come forward to defend Lelieveld's right to publish. Tushar Gandhi, the Mahatma's great-grandson, says the family opposes any effort to restrict freedom of opinion because Gandhi stood for freedom.
Then, on the pretext of protecting his honor, if these kind of draconian anti-democratic measures are taken, they must be condemned and opposed.
Tushar Gandhi also says that whatever his great-grandfather's sexuality may have been, it has nothing to do with his place in Indian history. At least one other state government controlled by the BJP, the western state of Gujarat, has already said it will ban the book if it's released in India. Another state, Maharashtra, whose capital is Mumbai, has said it's considering a ban. Lelieveld says his publisher in India is going ahead with plans to publish the book and that the controversy hasn't hurt sales one bit. Readers in India are already ordering Great Soul on the Internet, and Amazon says India accounts for 33% of its foreign sales. Gandhi himself might have laughed at the fuss. An editorial in the Hindu newspaper quoted a famous remark of the Mahatma to his followers, "I am of the earth, earthy. I'm prone to as many weaknesses as you are." Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.